This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, January the 7th of the year 2020. I like 2020. It sounds good. Beginning of a new decade. A lot of things are happening already in the year. It's kind of cool to see. Well, we're always observing. Some of the things are more cool than others. Some of them are distressing, distracting. I thought it was interesting. Victoria Keelan, by the way, here with Kara Schillen on the DJV program. I think I keep saying Jennifer will be back tomorrow.
I think Jennifer
will be back tomorrow. So, the Iranian state funeral for General Soleimani. Is it Soleimani? Whatever his name is.
Soleimani. Yeah.
Okay. So, there was a big to-do, and there was a stampede killing 35 people. 48 were injured in the procession. Now, I don't know what they were just having a funeral for him because there's nothing left of his body, right? He was blown to smithereens. So there's nothing left of pieces. But the funeral was held in his hometown. Procession was underway. A lot of crowds there. And if you look at the crowds, they're all older people, which is an interesting reality. We've talked about the way the demographics are changing in Iran. So just one more way for him to be responsible for the deaths of dozens of people, in a manner of speaking. So there's that. I don't think there's any more. Is there any more discussion? Any more threats? I haven't seen any threats, Victoria. Have you?
Threats?
From the Iranians. Yeah, we're going to blow up this, or we're going to do that, or you better look out for us because we're going to get you. I haven't seen or heard any
no,
more.
No, nothing new, but, you know, yeah. I don't know that they're going to be that specific, really. Yeah. I've been saying from the beginning, I think that this is going to be more of a cyber war. So I think that, you know, our national grids, our utility grids are really vulnerable. Our voting machines are vulnerable to hacking. So, and just if you think about it, we don't even know who's behind all the major cities that have been hacked. Atlanta, Baltimore.
No.
What was the most recent one that was completely shut down? Forget. It's been so many cities now across the country that have had, you know, and they've had to pay ransom and whatever for Bitcoin and things like that. We don't know who's behind that. That could be, it could be North Koreans, it could be Chinese, it could be Iranians. We don't know.
Yeah, anybody.
I think that's really a lot more crippling than if they, and they know this, if they attack us here and New York City's subway system gets shut down, that's going to affect so many more people than if they take out some asset or some embassy building or something that we have, you know, over in the Middle East. So I think, unfortunately, because we have not really invested in infrastructure for cybersecurity that we need to, I think the world knows that we're vulnerable.
We haven't got. If Bloomberg were president, you'd see all that change.
Absolutely.
And change fast.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the Iranian foreign minister, who's supposed to be in America this week, United Nations Security Council meets in a couple of days. They have their annual meeting in New York, and apparently the government has said that he's not going to be allowed in. He's been denied a visa. He was going to speak on the assassination of Soleimani anyway. I don't know. That's a big surprise. But there's, I think, very interesting the way that you viewed what will happen, the cultural attack, if you will, because that's really what it is. If you're going after the mainstream, that's, you know, our the computer world is, that's our culture. Everything, not only here in America, but everywhere. That's it. That's what the thing, everything runs on that. Speaking of running, how many of you knew that the amount of carbon dioxide created by making electricity in our country, 13 billion metric tons a year goes into the atmosphere created by the energy that is burned to make electricity for every purpose we can think of. Where would we be? Think about that. Where would our lives be? It's sort of in league with what Victoria just said. if we don't have electricity, so they cut the power grid. That's all they have to do. They have to do anything else. They have to go in individually and mess around with computers. All they do is take out the, and it could be for hours. Who knows? You know, days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The electricity could be off in some areas while they figure it. Yeah. And so it brings us around to thinking about what it takes to create electricity. We are so mashugana in this country when it comes to what we do with our waste. Many other countries now, especially in Europe, are burning their waste to create energy. It does two things. It creates the burning or the lack of less carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide getting into the atmosphere because the stuff that you're burning isn't fossil fuel. Yeah, it does have, there's an imprint and there's stuff that gets scrubbed out of the smoke. But I don't understand. Nobody that has any brains looks at this and says, you know, this makes sense. It doesn't make any sense at all to be burning fossil fuel. We're creating all this waste. We could be burning it and recycling it in terms of food waste and food scraps, that kind of stuff, composting. So I thought it was interesting looking at how much energy is used and where we are when it comes to trying to offset emissions. So 13 billion metric tons every year is it goes up in smoke, literally, from electricity production. Number two on the list is transportation, cars, planes, that sort of stuff. 7 billion metric tons a year. And this is what's impacting, if there is something impacting the atmosphere, it's these two things that are causing the problem. So JetBlue has announced it's going to become the first large airline to offset emissions from all of its flights.
That's they amazing if they can do it.
Carbon neutral by later this year. Yeah, I think it's very interesting to, because, you know, they got to burn the same fuel that everybody else has to burn. They're going to begin using sustainable aviation fuel. That is more biofuels. Farmers have been affected, again, back to the farmer. Without trying to be critical or sound like I'm, excuse me for a second.
Uh-oh.
Without trying to sound like I'm.
This is what happens when Doug eats and walks at the same time.
I had a deviled egg. That's right. I just had a deviled egg. Excuse me for that. So we have this situation. Damn it.
Do you have any water with you?
Yeah, hold on. Big time radio at its finest.
You never know what every day is going to bring.
I know, right?
Something interesting.
All right, so anyway, the farmer that's been affected by lots of things the Trump administration has done, including a change in the biofuel regulations, because now there's ethanol, which is corn, raised by farmers. I'm going to take a break, Carol, and we'll finish.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HB ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HB ink at staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/ink savings for details.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Excuse me. Beg your forgiveness. These things happen. We all have these sorts of things happening. There's no reason that it shouldn't happen to me on the radio just because I'm a professional, yes, but am I subject to the same kind of coughs that, excuse me, and foibles that you have? Yes, I am. All right, let's go back to the JetBlue thing for a minute here. I find this fascinating, and I was relating the fuels that they're burning, which basically is ethanol-based, to what has happened in the ethanol versus oil. Quite a while ago, I forget what administration, it may have been the Clinton administration, that changed the regulations on what was allowable in fuel. If you have ethanol, and if you look at when you go to the gas pump, it says 10% of the gasoline is ethanol, and that's a corn-based product. It's not fossil fuel-based. It's not oil. It's not petroleum, but it's burnable. And so that stuff gets in. It burns a lot more clean. Is that? Let me see. That's not correct English.
Cleaner.
It burns a lot cleaner than oil-based fuel. JetBlue is using more of that, but the feds have taken the incentives away from farmers because the Trump administration favors the big oil companies. And so farmers have also been hurt by the change in regulation, or at least the suggestion. There's been a lot of fighting going on among bureaucrats and congressmen, politicians and stuff as to how this is actually going to pan out. And it's not settled yet, but it's not been good for farmers. So anyway, JetBlue is going to, they're producing about 8 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions every year. And so this plan will change that. And they're following the footsteps of EasyJet, which is a big discount airline in Europe, doing the same thing. A lot of people think that because of the fact that the planes are at 35, 40,000 feet, what comes out of the engines has more of an impact in terms of, let's say, what comes out of cars and trucks down here, because it goes right into the atmosphere. And when it comes out of, you know, off the ground, it's filtered somewhat as it goes up into the sky. So however that affects your travel plans. I'm looking at some of the Spirit Airlines is the biggest contributor because they're Spirit. What a horrible airline. My God. And yet they're growing. It's amazing. They've ordered new planes and that kind of stuff, but they're an awful, awful. They just bought $11 billion more from Airbus, more planes. The idea of trying to mitigate this, I thought, was an interesting spin. I'm looking at some of the other airlines, what American contributes to the emissions problem. And everything requires energy. So everything is going to contribute to it. It's not like you can just shut it off. And it isn't that the good guys versus the bad guys. It's just one of those, you know, it's one of those things. Also, talking about farming, how many of you know Elsie the Cow? Elsie the Cow is the face of Borden's, the Borden Dairy Company. Yesterday, it's, I think, the oldest now, largest dairy, one of the largest dairy companies, to became the second major milk producer this month, in the past month, to file for bankruptcy. Part of that is because of what Walmart is doing in terms of producing or getting milk for its own stores. And just because of the general lack of quality, even Borden has been affected by this. They have 2,700 family dairy farms that went out of business producing for them, and they don't like the model of buying from the big farms. So kind of too bad about Borden. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With some of the modern groups, I can't detect the difference in the sound from one to another. I don't know, ladies, can you,
that's
Victoria,
because Maroon 5 sounds like the most white bread kind of plain band. Yeah.
So Maroon 5, speaking of them, has joined the Stones in a Billboard Hot 100 situation. I suppose maybe you could characterize it brown sugar to sugar, because this is a song from Maroon 5 called Sugar. Maroon 5's Memories has gone from number 9 to number 2 on the charts, granting Adam Levine and his group placements in the top 2 on weekly charts. Let's see, he's had 10 in the last 20 years, right? He and the group, 10 that have placed. Maroon 5 then joins the Stones as the only group, the two groups that have charted, that ranked in the top 2 in 3 distinct decades over the chart's 61-year history. I think people find that hard to believe because they think the Beatles have produced more. Well, they have, but it was in more of a succinct time frame. It was pretty much all in the 60s. And these guys, how long Maroon 5 been around?
For quite a long time, right?
They've been around for a while. 20 years or so, yeah. Some of their big hits include the aptly titled Moves Like Jagger. Christina Aguilera was in that. It was number one in 2011. Payphone was number two in 2012. Sugar, number two in 2015. Girls Like You, with Cardi B in attendance, was number one in 2018. And Memories was number two, at least number two so far in 2020. The Rolling Stones hit number one with I Can't Get No Satisfaction, 1965 was number one. Get Off of My Cloud in 65, also number one. Painted Black was number one in 66. Ruby Tuesday, number one in 67. Honky Tonk Woman, number one in 69. Brown Sugar, number one in 71. Miss You, number one in 78. And Start Me Up, number two in 1981. That's quite an accomplishment. the Stones, man.
It kind of makes me sad that they're even on the same list together for the same seat, because just the difference between the two is so stark. I mean, Maroon 5 is five. Is they're fine. Adam Lambert's voice.
No toast.
Adam Levine is fine, but I don't know. There's no emotion. There's nothing deeper to it. Their lyrics don't mean anything, and so it's, I don't know, kind of sad that this is the state of, what, rock music, I guess?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Miss You! This is great. So I'll crank this up here, please. I miss you. All right, let's go back to contemporary, shall we, for a moment or two. The Jonas Brothers and Coldplay, Brittany Howard, Brandi Carlile are going to be part of the City Sound Vault show, the exclusive series set to return to L.A. for their Grammys week. Coldplay and all the others that I just mentioned, the headliners this year. Each act is going to take the stage at the Palladium here in Hollywood over the course of 5 days leading up to the Grammys, with Chris Martin, Coldplay performing the 21st of January, Brittany Howard the 22nd, Brandi Carlile the 23rd, Jonas Brothers the 25th. Joe Bro said, quote, "We're so excited to be a partner with City playing at the Palladium after 10 years. This has been one of the most incredible years for us, and being part of this series is a great culmination." So are they popular, more popular now than ever, did you say, ladies? The Jonas Brothers.
Oh, Jonas Brothers? For sure.
Yeah, are they?
Well, they're back in such a big way that they've even added more to their audience. So I would say probably yes.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're a City cardholder, you can register now through tomorrow at 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening. You can get up till 10 o'clock tomorrow night as a verified fan to gain access to the City Sound Vault Show, with tickets going on sale Friday at 10 o'clock Pacific Time for members who have access codes. If you want to know about how to get admission to the Roots and Friends, the Roots and Friends show, go to cityentertainment.com/Roots2020. That's cityentertainment.com/Roots2020. That's the update on that event. 28 after the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a series of tweets and comments from President Trump threatening to do so, the Secretary of Defense says the U.S. military would never target Iranian cultural sites in any attacks. Trump had said the U.S. military has chosen 52 targets to strike, including non-military sites, if Iran retaliates for the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. But yesterday, Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. will follow, quote, the laws of armed conflict. conflict. On the Senate floor yesterday, GOP leader Mitch McConnell was continuing his harsh criticism of Democrats for the ongoing impeachment trial impasse.
This should not disdain our Constitution by rushing through a purely partisan impeachment process and then toying around with it.
Another earthquake hits Puerto Rico, a magnitude 6.5 this morning after yesterday's 5.8. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV program. Monday, the... it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
All day. Yes, it is. The day has been marked by a number of things, as every day is. One of them, not so good down in Puerto Rico, Victoria. A 6.6 on the Richter scale earthquake. This is... they've had a couple, haven't they?
Had two or three earthquakes there recently?
Yeah, what's the story
so
now?
Early this morning, local time, it was a 6.4 that hit, but it also, that followed several days, after a 5.8 hit on, I believe that was on Friday or Saturday. They've had just these, it's been almost a constant stream. So at 4:30 this morning, 3:30 Eastern time, that was the 6.4. That struck, just off of Puerto Rico's southern coast, about 6 miles south of the town of Indios. And so there are lots of power outages. A few homes have collapsed. The meteorologists are saying that the good element of this is that it's not going to trigger a tsunami, because that's always, you know, with multiple earthquakes, that's always the concern, is the aftermath of a tsunami. So they've had lots of different quakes. They had an aftershock this morning, around 7:18 this morning, of 5.8, which is, you know, that's not really... That's not what I would consider to be aftershocks. That, to me, is like another full-on earthquake. But they've definitely had some power outages, and they're trying to... The Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, which is still trying to recover from the hurricanes of 2 years ago. So Hurricane Maria, and what was the other one? Carlos or Juan or whatever. There was a whole bunch of them. They all hit, and Puerto Rico just kept getting pounded. And so even the animal shelter that we work with, it's the only no-kill shelter on the island, and that was decimated during Maria. We just got it rebuilt. It had some more flooding, so it just feels like it's a constant uphill battle. And you still see, you know, you still see supplies, FEMA supplies that were never used, that are just rotting, that were never distributed. It was such a disaster the way FEMA handled all of that. And the whole thing is just it's a mess. It really
FEMA
is.
Has always been a source of embarrassment for the feds because it's so poorly run. And nobody seems to be able to get a grip or a handle on it for whatever the reason. Why would you not want to have the same good management there if you can find another department? I was trying to think of a government department that was run well. I'm not sure that I can come up with. If anybody's got any suggestions, pass them along.
Yeah.
Find one good agency that's well run. It just doesn't seem to happen. Doesn't seem to be in the cards. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'll take that back. NASA. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. They're very good with their budget. They don't waste money. They put it to good use. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there's another Earth-sized habitable planet that has been found in the past couple of days from NASA's TESS satellite, the Transiting Exoplanet Survey satellite, that has gone so far out using the technology that is mind-boggling what they can see with this thing. Anyway, the latest star they found has the presence of water on the surface. It's called Planet TOI-700D, according to a statement from NASA. The planet is with some other Earth-sized planets that have been discovered recently by NASA. There's one out in the TRAPPIST-1 system. Hello, who the hell knows where that is? And there's one other one, TOI. Anyway, the point is that its size and zone suggests that it could be a place where humans could live. The information took 27 days to get back here. So it took whatever pictures it's taking. This is more than the average mind can figure. Can you imagine what goes on, how complex this system has to have been that somebody has figured out? The other star I was trying to find was the Cool M, the red dwarf star, which is 100 light years away in the constellation Dorado. Everybody with me so far?
I don't think so. But the story that I did think was really interesting from yesterday.
You didn't think that was interesting?
It's a little in the weeds.
but it's another planet. Is that like?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. That's cool.
I say we all have come from five different places, and everybody laughs at me. And I think sooner or later, what I've suggested is going to be borne out. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you saw this big story yesterday. It made the rounds. There, the first British person to go into space is a female astronaut, and she did a new interview, and she
Christina
said that,
Koch.
No, Helen Sharman. is her name.
Christina Koch is a new astronaut as well. Anyway, go ahead and tell.
She's American, isn't she? Christina Koch?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
This lady, Helen Sharman, made history in May of 1991. She was the first British person to go into space. They launched a spacecraft there for 8 days. They visited the Soviet-operated space station Mir at the time. And so she was basically talking about how she totally believes that aliens are real, and she believes that they may already be living amongst us. And I was like, oh, is she single? This would be a good match for Doug.
Not for me.
She said, quote, there are so many billions of stars out there in the universe that there must be all sorts of different forms of life. She said that the beings may not be made of carbon and nitrogen, which is two main elements in, you know, what we're made of, but rather of materials unseen by the human eye. And she said, it's possible that they're here right now and we just can't see them. And she said, people often describe me as the first British woman in space, but I was actually the first British person. So she said, it's telling that we would otherwise assume it was a man, which she is correct. Most people think the first British person was a man, but it was a woman.
Yeah.
So, and she believes heavily in aliens. And she's 56, and she's a chemist at Imperial College in London. So this is a good age range for you, right?
Yeah, very good age range for me. Yeah, very good.
And then apparently Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was asked on Twitter recently if he believed if there was life outside of Earth, and he responded, yes.
Of course there is.
I mean, I think all the astronauts seem to agree.
Yeah, of course there is. They know more. It's so arrogant to think that we're the only thing that's here, God created. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's true.
Christina Koch, the other lady I was talking about, has set the record for the longest spaceflight by a woman. 289 days, 5 hours, and 1 minute in space. So there you
289 days. Wow.
40 years old. God love her. And then more and more. She, I thought it was interesting when you look at her, the way she's exercising. She exercises to watching football games in the space station.
You got to watch something, right?
All right, exactly. Well, how many people thought that there were television sets up in? Why not? I suppose is the. You know, why wouldn't there be? But it's really...
I mean, we have satellites and we have people up there, so I think getting some YouTube is probably not out of the question.
Yeah. YouTube. How about that? YouTube in space. Here's something that is very much down to earth. The latest in the Johnson & Johnson feud over the opioid epidemic. Now the Washington State Attorney General's name is Bob Ferguson has filed a lawsuit alleging that J&J played the key role in our opioid problem. Lawsuit accuses J&J and its subsidiaries of using, quote, deceptive marketing practices to promote the use of opioids, downplayed the risk of addiction, despite knowing that opioids carried serious risk of addiction. That can be said for the FDA as well, by the way. The FDA knew what was going on, and they still approved this stuff. So now, I mean, nobody's going to sue the government because you can't really sue the government, but you can sue J&J, and they have been sued. They, according to this, to the filing by the Attorney General, they convinced doctors that the drugs were effective pain relievers, and the adverse effects were overstated and very manageable. Really, tell that to the 70,000 people who died last year taking this crap. They say that in the last few years there are enough opioids dispensed in Washington for every single person in the state to have a 16-day supply. Do you know how outrageous that is?
Yep.
So the Attorney General goes on and says, quote, opioids have torn apart Washington families, overburdened our health care system, caused an epidemic of addiction. So why aren't the feds involved in this? Are they suing them? I mean, I said you can't sue the feds, but the feds should be in on this lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson.
I think somebody is pursuing that on an FDA level, but remember a couple months ago we talked about New Mexico Attorney General.
Southwestern state. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and they were trying to go. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. They wanted the Supreme Court to hear their lawsuit against the Sackler family who owns Purdue Pharma because that would freeze all of the assets. Because
so
the Sacklers
far,
have taken $10 billion
and put them in their own bank account.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, how do you like
so
that?
Yeah, and so where then that money is never going to go to any victims or families of victims.
No, no.
It's disgusting.
No, it really is. Hey. All right, so in a moment, if you're still trying to return gifts, I have some suggestions on, well, maybe depending on where you bought the stuff, there's a good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to returning. There's nothing bad, only good. Nothing ugly, only good when it comes to MyPillow and the guarantee that you get with all their products, the ease of buying their products, the fact that they'll finance anything over $200 if you want to buy a new mattress, that's more than $200, or a combination of things, towels and sheets and that sort of thing. They'll be very happy to help you. Who else is in the home goods business that doesn't require you? If you have a credit card, you can pay with a credit card, right? And then that you can spread it out over however many months you want to pay the interest. But with MyPillow, they'll finance you directly. I think that's pretty extraordinary when you get right down to it. And they have so many things that you can use. And remembering the fact that most all of them are washable and dryable, so that you can use them over and over and over again. Once you start using them, you don't have to use anything else. Just keep them clean. That's it. Especially goes for the pillows. I mean, you're obviously going to keep the pillows, the pillowcases and the sheets and the mattress topper clean. But you can actually wash and dry their pillows, which is unheard of. Go to MyPillow.com and save from 30% to 66% on things that work in your home. Remember, you got to use the promo code DJV. Give that when you go to the tab. There's a page on the website that looks at radio specials. Get them, put the DJV code in there and see what you get. Save some money, get some great things for your home. Now's the time to clean things up around your home. That's a good New Year's resolution. Get rid of all the old junk, the old pillows especially, and get new ones. MyPillow.com, great discounts with the code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay. So, this is National Return Week. People are now having regrets or maybe remorse over getting something they don't want, and now they figure, okay, I'm going to send it back, give it somehow or other, bring it back. What do you think the number one company, the best company for return policies is in America? What do you think, Victoria? Want to take a guess?
You know, I was just reading something the other day about Target having like up to a year if it's any of their branded products that you can return if you're not satisfied.
Target's
so.
Number two.
Okay.
Target's number two on the list. Number one is Costco. Costco has the best return policy in the country, according to any number of people that go through this. There are all kinds of consumer experts, you know that. Mm-hmm. L.L. Bean is also very good. Nordstrom's is very good. Kohl's is good. The trickiest return is Walmart, Best Buy, I don't know, Fashion Nova. What's Fashion Nova? I haven't heard of them before.
That's like it's a cheap online.
Yeah,
kind of.
For fashion.
And Barnes and Noble, they're not good. So keep that in mind. 10 minutes before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Themes from a movie ever, at least in my lifetime anyway. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is here as well. So why the focus on fame? Somebody's going to be having a birthday or something. Chuck, or what are we celebrating here?
Actually, this day in TV history, January 7th, 1982, Fame premiered as a TV show on NBC. Ran for really? 2 years. It ran for 2 years. Ratings weren't that good, and they cut a syndication deal, and it ran for another four. So I had a total run of 6 years. Debbie Allen was one of the stars.
Oh, right. Yeah. Debbie Allen. Yeah. That's what they used to do that, too, by the way. If you were off network, there was still a chance that you could be syndicated in those days.
Well, you know what show is a prime example of that would be Baywatch. That ran on NBC for a few years. Got canceled and then went into syndication and had a very long run in that format. You're right, though. You don't see syndication on TV is not really
prevalent. They put them on their necks. If you're not doing well or they want to do something special, they put you on their streaming network, like The Good Fight that goes on CBS's, whatever they call it, CBS's streaming
Access.
Service.
Access. Yeah, CBS Access. Right. Yeah. Well, that's a little different. It's not that premiere, like even now a new Star Trek series coming out this month, Picard, It's going to be CBS Access. They're just trying to sell a platform. It is a fascinating model because these shows are not cheap to produce. They're very expensive, and they need a decent amount of subscribers. But that's the trend we are in 2020.
So there's been some focus on diversity or the lack thereof at the Golden Globes. Do you think the Golden Globes were diverse or too much white bread? That's what
maybe that's a fair argument. I don't know. I didn't give that really much thought when I was watching the telecast. In between Ricky Gervais cursing every two words, I didn't really think about that too much. But I did like that.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I said that Tom Hanks speech was really interesting to watch. Really good stuff.
But you're not like the ladies. Did your wife and your daughter watch this with you? And are they concerned with the gossip about Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston and whoever else Beyonce was giving champagne to? And who
not
did
really.
With you didn't care.
Actually, they didn't watch. They didn't watch. I came home from work late, about 10:30. I had a DVR. I watched it on tape after the live broadcast.
And I thought it was a fairly good broadcast without Ricky Gervais.
I did too.
Yeah. Watchable.
Yes. Now speaking of the Golden Globes, after winning two Globes for Best Drama and Best Director in Sam Mendes, the World War I film 1917, which opens this Friday, sold five times more advanced ticket sales in one day than it did the entire week before. It's now tracking at a $25 million opening weekend when it hits theaters this Friday. That's a solid opening for that type of film.
It's been out for a couple weeks. I've seen it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, very limited in a handful of theaters. But reviews in this culture and social media, reviews and good buzz do matter, and they will make or break a film. Other news, Warner Brothers' The Batman will start filming very shortly. Robert Pattinson will play Bruce Wayne Batman, an interesting casting choice. Paul Dano will play the Riddler, Colin Farrell, the Penguin, and Zoe Kravitz will play Catwoman. This movie will be out in 2021.
Is that a winner? Is that movie going to be a winner?
It's directed by Matt Reeves, who did the last two Planet of the Apes films. He's a good director. It's a very interesting cast, and all Batman films, for whatever reason, they keep rebooting this every few years. But yeah, it'll be highly anticipated, to say the least.
Yeah.
I just wonder if the studio is contemplating throwing Joaquin Phoenix's Joker in at the tail end of that film to set up some sort of sequel, because the Joker is box office gold, and that's been proven with Nicholson. It's been proven with Heath Ledger, the Joker.
It's a fascinating character. Fascinating character. The guy's a monster.
I think so.
Fascinating character.
Well, here, let's put it this way. Joker with Joaquin Phoenix did $1 billion worldwide in a movie that does not feel any way like a comic book film. So there's a lot of, and for whatever reason, people like this character. They like watching him on the big screen.
So what does that say about us? Think about that. What is it, the fact that they want to see a movie like...
I don't know what it says about you, but I know what it says about me.
That was a very good line.
I'll leave it at that, okay?
Okay, good idea. Thank you. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.